Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Judge Dad Verdicts. I am Sean McMillan. This is Rich Morrow, my co-host. And we're here to take you through the sublime, the ridiculous. Sometimes the funny, right?
Oh, we get some funny, yeah.
Yes, we do. And we're glad you tuned in. We're glad you're here. Thank you for being a part of this. Get comfortable, because this is going to be a ride. It always is. Ain't that the case?
It's definitely the case. We're starting off hot today, too. You ready?
I think I am. We'll see.
Ooh, so, according to Time, it's a story from 2018, actually, back a few years back. But you remember Barney?
Yeah.
Man, you'll never guess what the actor from Barney is doing these days. He is now a tantric sexual healer. Do you know what that is?
I think so.
What are
those
think
people that like make you like vibrations?
They do all kinds of things.
How do you know?
What do you mean vibrations? What do you mean by that?
Like, you know, they
massage you?
But they don't actually touch you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
very, very much around that, you know, realm. His reasoning for it is because he claims that love is love. And
well, love is love.
Yeah. He said a lot of the elements of Barney were, you know, things that he was training within Tantra.
whoa, that's where you lost me. That's where you lost me. I was love is love. I was right there with you. But what?
He said that the energy that he brought up while he was wearing the costume was the same energy, you know, from the foundation of Tantra, which is love. Everything stems, grows, and evolves from love, which I agree with, but I think the sexual tantric healing aspect of it and Barney don't really mix because we're dealing with kids.
Yeah, no, that's no. I don't want to think that the guy wearing the Barney costume was in there. What is it called? Tantrin?
Tantric.
I don't want, that's no.
Mm-mm. He felt that it helped him when he was in the costume.
That's his problem. He's doing too much feeling. That's his problem right there. Sir, we don't need you to too much feeling.
Yeah.
No, sir.
He owns his own massage practice, so it's pretty much like, you know, giving the massages. And, you know, a lot of people achieve orgasms and things from these type of massages, and that's why they get them, is because they don't have to sexually be engaging in the acts.
A lot of people
still get the same. Still get the same result.
A lot of people, huh?
A lot of people. I don't know. That's what I heard.
A lot of people, huh, Rich?
It's just what I heard. You know, he says mentally it helped him with being in the costume because it would get up to like 120 degrees in there.
He's in there, what, tantalizing himself in the Barney costume? I don't want to know this. Who picked this story?
No, it's just because the costume, it weighs like 70 pounds, you know? And that's what he said, it was 70 pounds. I wouldn't have assumed that it was that much. But, you know, mentally, he would have to take himself to another place to be
what
able
place?
To
handle. What place is he going? What place is he taking himself to handle 70 pounds of body?
I can't defend this guy. You're right.
No, that's nasty.
No, it's nasty.
Sir, you're nasty. Not,
he was retired from the show, so I guess he thought he was in the clear.
I don't want to know this. I don't want to know that the Barney guy was in there working himself up. I don't want to know that. No.
So what's the verdict?
The verdict is move on, become whatever you are now, and stop relating that back to Barney.
There should be no correlation.
Yeah, leave people's childhood alone.
Yeah. He didn't have to publicly speak on that, huh?
No. Just go be a massage thing. Not thing, but, you know, person. And what's this thing called? The Tantra?
Tantric? Yeah, you want to look it up after? How you spell it again?
That's not why I was asking, okay? I was trying to pronounce it correctly, okay? Now, you see how you did that? Now, if I did that to you,
I had to.
And at several moments, I could have done that to you, okay? But I withheld fire. I kept my fire. And this is what you do.
I had to take advantage of the opportunity because we're about to go into some stuff that's going to have us laughing. I had to warm you up a little bit, you know? So we're going to go to Bosnia. According to Fact Central, A Bosnian couple divorced after discovering that they both were having an online affair with each other under fake names.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
No?
No. No. That does not surprise me. What surprises me is that more people don't find out.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing.
But they were doing it with each other and didn't even know.
That doesn't surprise me, though.
No?
No. It doesn't surprise me. It because you tend to like core things about people.
Yeah.
See, this is what happens. Tell me if you agree.
Uh-huh.
When you meet a person, in certain ways they present themselves, certain things you attach to and like about them. As you get to know them and spend time with them, you move further away from those things.
Yeah.
The difference between online and analog and real world is that when you're online, you can maintain those initial impressions.
Yeah.
Right? Because they don't have to wake up next to you. They ain't got to smell your fart in the bathroom.
Right. You're always in the honeymoon phase.
You're always in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, true.
So the things you originally liked about somebody are the things you originally like about somebody.
Yeah,
so
true.
I can kind of see how you could have
that process without realizing it.
Have an internet presence
and
actually like the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I could totally see how that could happen.
You want to hear something funny about the situation?
What happened?
So they found out because they were talking to each other so much. They were like, gosh, we're like perfect for each other. And they were venting about their marital issues. And they went to meet up in person.
And they met each other.
And the man says that he could not believe that this woman on the internet was the same person because she said so many wonderful things about him, and his wife hadn't said anything nice about him in years. So, you know, it sounds like a real communication issue going on here, but I think that's pretty funny because I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall to see when they pulled up on each other. Are you here? Are you here? Yeah, I'm here. This is like the Spider-Man meme.
Wait a minute, is you? Did they get a divorce? Are they still together? Do you know?
I think that was the headline. I think they got divorced. Yeah, they got divorced.
They got divorced?
Ain't that crazy?
So they loved things. This is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So they loved things about each other when they didn't know
that it was them that they were talking to, and then accused each other of being unfaithful.
But I was going to get to that.
Yeah.
But the things that they didn't like about each other could not overcome the things that they did like when they didn't know they were talking to each
exactly.
other.
Exactly.
I actually think they should get divorced.
Because it clearly wasn't something that communication at that point could fix, huh?
It's not about communication.
What do you think it's about?
Well, first of all, if you only have a complete emotional relationship with somebody else while you're married.
Yeah, then that's already a problem.
Then you already started down the wrong
road.
Right. And secondly, I think that people think communication is the key to a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we say that all the time.
For sure.
But I don't happen to think that it is.
What do you think it is?
I think that empathy is the key to a relationship.
Any relationship.
Any kind of relationship.
Yeah.
Unless you can feel, put yourself in someone else's shoes. As Paul Ricoeur, philosopher, he has a book called Seeing Oneself as Another.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what empathy is, seeing oneself as another. Mm-hmm. So I ask myself, the question isn't what will happen to me if I do something. The question is, just you and I in a relationship, the question is what will happen to you
if I do this? Mm-hmm.
And as soon as empathy leaves, for me, it's over.
It doesn't matter.
You can be a master communicator.
Mm-hmm.
You can speak 13 languages, have high emotional intelligence, but if you've lost empathy.
There's no hope there.
That's it. Because you'll do things.
Mm-hmm.
Without any regard for what it's going to do to the other person. And and if you can have a full-blown emotional relationship with somebody else while you're married, the empathy's gone.
Yeah. Mm. You're right about that.
The irony is they were having it with each other.
And it just so happened to be. And honestly, they married each other for a reason, you know?
They cheated on each other with each other.
Yeah. Which means that at least they were on the right track for a while. Clearly,
let's not ignore the crazy part of the story.
Yeah.
And that is they cheated on each other with each other and then blamed each other for cheating.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I know. That's crazy. I know the judge in that courtroom probably was like, both of y'all need help.
They better be glad they didn't come in my courtroom.
I know. I wish they did.
I'd be like, which one smokes crack and which one smokes meth? Which one?
Because one of y'all got to be on.
No, both of y'all. Ain't one of y'all. Both of you are smoking something. I just want to know what it is.
What it is so I can stay away from it.
Who gets the bigger high? How you going to cheat, mutually cheat, and then blame each other for mutually cheating?
For being unfair.
You cheated on me.
I was like, well, you did the same thing I did. So how you going to blame me? We literally did the same exact thing. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
God bless whoever they find next, right? Whoever.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't find that out about them because they're going to really look at them sideways when they find out.
I wonder what they learned, right? I wonder what they learned from this. Probably nothing. Because people leave before they learn. That was good.
That was good.
Let's move on.
That landed on me. That landed on me for sure.
That was good.
Yeah, we're going to move on to a few.
Wait, that landed on you?
Yeah, that landed. That landed.
Say more.
No. It's just people leave before they learn.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. Is that what you do?
You leave before you learn?
I don't think always, but I think I have at times in my life. Mm. So it brings up things where I'm like, okay, it's very true because it's easier to leave before you learn.
It is. That's why I haven't left you.
Because I'm a hell of a co-host.
That is not.
You learn that I'm the beast.
That is not
that I am.
What just happened?
Moving forward, we're going to go to Florida, your favorite place in the world. And this is a feel-good Florida story, so this is going to be new for you. According to People Magazine, a man discovered...
a lot of shots in that
it's
one
It's not a shot!
Sentence.
Just because you're in Florida...
Guys notice that I'm the loving, warm, friendly one?
I'm extremely friendly.
And he takes shots all the time?
At least I do it with a smile, though.
Well, that makes it better.
It does.
Yeah, okay.
So check this out, my Florida people. A man discovered $40,000 ring while he was, combing through the beach, and he returned it.
To whom?
I'm wondering how he found the owners, but, according to People Magazine, he uncovered the ring, he started looking for its owners, and the ring was worth literally $40,000. Right away, he started making social media posts,
But I would do that.
Area.
I would do mm-hmm. that.
Did you realize it was worth that much?
No, only if I didn't know how much it was worth.
Okay.
See, if we stepped outside and I found a ring, and it looked like a wedding ring,
mm-hmm.
I would assume this ring has value to somebody.
Yeah.
And because I could give two dams about marriage.
Yeah.
And two dams about being married,
mm-hmm.
which means I will never need this ring, not a day in my life.
Yeah.
I would want the person to have it.
Yeah.
But this is only in the event. And in the case of me not knowing how much this ring is worth.
Yeah, if you knew it was $40,000.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do as soon as I find out how much it's worth. I'm not giving it back. I'm going to say, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
You say, ask and you shall receive. You probably
yes!
been asking for a blessing like that.
$40,000. I'm going to give God a run right down the street. You grew up sanctified. God a run right down the street and run right back.
But you know why he said he did it? He said because karma is always good. And that was the reason why. He said, I really wasn't disappointed that I had to return it because karma's always good. Every time I return an item, I find something better.
Yeah,
so
okay. I get that.
So check this out. Sure enough, right after returning the ring, he found yet another diamond sparkler, they say.
Did he keep it?
I don't know. That's where the story
now,
is.
He
might be good, but he might not be that good to do it again.
But hold on. He's finding. See, you and this heathen over here are laughing together. But I want to know why he is finding all this jewelry.
Because he's actually out on the beach probably with the metal detector. It says he was combing through the beach.
Okay,
so
okay.
When you're
okay.
in Florida, you see that a lot more than you do out here.
Because I thought finding was a euphemism for stealing.
He's just on the beach stealing rings.
Oh, he has a thing. Okay.
Yeah, metal detector.
I missed that when you read that.
It just says he was combing. Okay. That's why. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. You see? You should have made that clearer. It's all right.
He was combing.
So he had
guys.
A thing and he saw he's had a metal thing and he found a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if he gave the diamond thing
back. Not the second one. Mm-hmm. We don't know about that.
There's no way in hell I'm giving that back.
Not the, if you had it happen to you twice, God is trying to bless him, you with something.
God himself is going to come out. He has to rip this diamond, whatever like, it is.
Damn it, I've been trying to get you this blessing. You don't keep this damn ring and sell it. I'm going to keep dropping rings all over the goddamn city for you. What do I got to do?
How many diamonds I got to drop on this beach?
You won't go play the lottery. I literally am giving you $40,000 that you can make without having to play the lottery. And you keep on giving it to people, giving it back to people.
You dummy. You big dummy karma.
That reminds me of an old story.
It's called the blessing.
Man, what is that story?
About the guy in the boat?
Yeah, in the boat. He keeps calling. He's like,
oh, yeah, I got to tell it right
now. Okay, okay.
So guy's on the boat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a storm.
Yeah.
And everybody's flooded. He's on the boat. And he's on the roof. He's on the roof of his house and the flood's coming. Mm-hmm. And the guy in the boat comes by and he says, hey, man, get off the roof. I'm going to save you. He says, no, God's going to save you. He said, you sure? He said, I'm sure. He's all right. So a helicopter comes. And they say, hey, come on, guy, the water's rising up and, you know.
We got you.
You need to come on. He said, no, God's got me. I'm fine. Okay, there's a third thing that comes and I can't remember what
it
is.
Don't even matter.
The guy dies. He gets to heaven and says, God, I thought you were going to save me. What happened? And God says, I sent you a boat.
And a helicopter.
I sent you a helicopter. What do you want me to do? You know?
That's literally what that reminded me of.
Yes. I thought of that too. As soon as you said that, that's the first thing that came into my mind. I told the West Wing version of the story.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. That's my favorite show. You ever seen the West Wing?
My mom used to love that show.
Oh, that's my show.
I heard it was one of the best written shows on television.
You never seen it?
Any West Wing fans out there?
Get out. The West Wing is, oh.
My mom said it was the best written show.
It was the best written show.
Yeah.
Ever.
It went a long time, too, didn't
it? It's on HBO Max. You can check it out.
Is it?
Yeah. It's 7 seasons. It's an excellent show.
Nice.
It's smart. Yeah, it's smart people TV.
It is.
It's good.
Okay, cool. I like that there. Okay. So we're going to go over to Ireland. Ireland. According to
that was a terrible.
Ireland.
That was terrible. What was that?
It sounded like way better coming out before it like came out, you know?
I was like a Jamaican island.
I know.
Irish
Ireland,
person.
You know, let me live, okay? So we're going to go to Ireland. That's a little bit better.
No, it's not. Will you just say Ireland?
Okay, we're going to go to Ireland.
Thank you.
According to the Slate report, a woman who tattooed her eyeballs blue and purple to copy an influencer admits that she's losing her sight.
What? You can tattoo your eyeballs?
Technically, yes, you can. Should you? No.
Because and she admits that she's losing her sight?
Yeah. Okay. And that's the same thing that happened to the other influencer that did it in the first place. So it was almost like, ooh, I saw this girl online.
What did I tell you about influencers in another episode?
Hey.
Influencers are what? Numbnuts.
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 That's the headline.
Numbnut. That's what you get.
But you know the sad part is like, now I'm even more disappointed because the kids got to deal with this. She's a mother of 5. And she brushed off her daughter's advice to not get her eyeballs tattooed due to potential blindness. And now she's losing her.
Look at you just laughing at her.
And it's all because she saw this model on social media tattoo her eyeballs this vivid blue. And she was like, I'm just going to get one at first because she thought that if she go blind, at least she got the other eye. But she ended up doing both.
Oh, that's logic.
Yeah, I know.
If I go blind from this, at least I got the other eye.
Apparently, her 7-year-old had
more sense than she did.
I didn't even have to finish the sentence because you know.
And apparently, the 7-year-old probably followed the whole TikTok journey.
Yeah, she's on the risk of getting cataracts and all kinds of stuff. And
well, let me say this. Yeah. I never want bad things to happen to people.
Of course not.
I don't. I mean, although sometimes, you know, even on this show, I can be flippant and a bit hard on people.
Yeah.
But I never want bad things to happen to people.
Yeah.
And I don't want
a bad thing.
I don't want anybody to go blind.
Yeah, that's sad.
But I also can't want that more than you should want it for yourself.
Because she did lay that, you know, make that bed, and she's got to lay in it.
I mean, it's just.
And you got your reminder of why this is a horrible idea telling you not to do it. You got five kids to look after. You can't afford to be blind. You know what I mean?
I don't understand. I do not understand.
People never see them.
But this is the problem of influence.
Yeah, exactly. It's dangerous, man.
You know, you have people that you will listen to mm-hmm. mindlessly.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's just sad. It's sad, actually.
It is sad.
It's very sad. And what makes it sad is that she has kids.
Five of them. That's a lot, too.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, man.
This is in Ireland?
Ireland.
You're going to keep trying, huh?
I'm going to keep trying until I get it. It's going to come out.
Yeah. That last one was actually a little
better.
It wasn't
better. Too
bad. That was a little better.
I'm getting there. I'm warming up.
That's funny. Like, that helps with the accent.
Yeah, you know. So, we're going to go to my favorite spot.
But hold on one second.
Go ahead.
Because here's the interesting thing about that.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are both... have both rather done stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in this room and everybody watching has done something stupid.
Yep.
And thank God we did not have to live with the consequences
for the rest of our lives
of some of the dumb things that we've done.
Yeah.
And this is one of those stories that make you grateful for grace or whatever you think mercy in the universe is. Because here, this woman is going to have to pay for what she did,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the dumb stuff that we've done, we've not had to pay for. So
yeah,
it makes you grateful.
It definitely does, because some situations you've been in the past could have turned out completely differently, probably by one or two small factors. Yeah, listen, you know, grace.
Although I never tried to tattoo my damn eyes.
Please don't.
Even when I was dumb, I knew that was stupid.
Yeah.
But keep going.
Well, okay, so we're going to go to India for our last article here today, all right?
If it involves snakes, I'm getting up and leaving.
It actually does. That's exactly what it involves. You really think I'm joking? It actually does. So, in India, according to the India Post, a man's tongue had to be cut off to save his life.
Oh, God.
After he had a snake bite. He had dreams of being bitten by a snake. To get rid of this dream, he went to an astrologer.
To get rid of the dream, he went to the astrologer.
Yeah.
That's how you get rid of a dream.
They advised him to worship a snake.
It's easy to stay awake. But go ahead.
The astrologer told him that he should worship a snake as a remedy and directed him to visit a temple where snakes were.
Mm-hmm.
He goes there. Starts to worship this snake in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
He went near the snake hole, started showing his tongue to the snake, and this poisonous snake came out and bit his tongue. And they had to cut it off because he fell unconscious and was poisoned instantly.
His ass fell unconscious.
And the only way that they could save him was by cutting his tongue out, because that's where the venom was. I'm like, okie dokie.
Is he going to sue the astrologer? Because that's what I would do.
At this point.
Oh, I'm suing.
He can't get his tongue back. It ain't going to make a difference.
I don't want the tongue back. I want somebody else to feel pain for my stupidity.
What made him, do you think, stick his tongue out at the hole of the snake? Like, out of all things you could have done, I don't know. He might not even told him to do that. He just told him to worship the snake.
That was not his first problem.
Yeah, obviously not.
I mean, I'm not trying to impugn the man's cosmology or theology, but the first problem was uncritically taking the advice
of an astrologer. Just because you had a dreadful dream.
Yeah, just don't uncritically take somebody's advice just because they have a title. I don't care who they are.
Yeah, true.
Bishop, pope, pastor, president.
Astrologer,
you know.
Yeah.
Horny priest, decadent Baptist minister,
bodybuilding priest, all of them.
I don't care who it is. You never uncritically take anybody's advice.
Yeah.
You filter it through your heart and your mind.
It should go through the common sense filter first.
And you should ask yourself, does this make sense?
Yeah. Common sense is hard to come
by. Here's the second question you should ask. Will this put me in danger?
I mean, anything involving a poisonous snake, I feel like should never... It's never really a good idea You know, it never turns out well. Not one of these stories having to do with snakes, other than the last one, have ever been positive. Snakes just don't mix with humans very well, in my opinion. You know?
That's when you're sticking out your tongue at one.
And then you're sticking out your tongue at one. What do you think it's going to do?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
And when you get your tongue cut out, you can't, can you speak still at all?
Okay. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. And because we're about to go down a rabbit hole, and I don't want to go, all right?
I'm very curious, but it was always a form of punishment, you know, back in the day. So I didn't know.
Who was punishing you like that?
I mean, not me.
Thank you for watching, everybody. It's good to have you. We'll be back with more, okay? And maybe next time we'll find out some more of his trauma. Because if you watch the episodes, more of it comes out. All right? And it's not from his mom, because his mom is a great lady.
Oh, she's the best.
Love your mom. Your mom is the sweetest pie. So I don't know where this trauma comes from. I think it was his
movies. It's all movies.
His coach. His coach.
Don't believe any of it.
Anyway, blessings to you. We'll see you next time. Hey, everybody. Thank you for watching. We always appreciate you taking the time to be with us. If you like what you see, and I know you do, make sure you subscribe right here. Like it, share it, become a part of the movement. Because this is a movement of joy, good feeling. McMillan and Morrow. Judge that. Verdicts. Saying too much right now.
What am I saying?